Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Alderman Daniel Lespada is joining us here right now. Alderman, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be on.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. You know, there's so much to talk to you about in so little time. And one of the things that you've recently made news about is you are joining fellow Democrats on council. You've got some downstate in Springfield and others in other positions across the state, in fact, who are calling on Mike Madigan, the Speaker of the House, to step down. Tell me about that. What's going on there as you're starting to hear more and more people join that group of Democrats asking for this?
I mean, I would say I was glad to join the efforts and the voices of my colleagues because we know that there's a future that Chicagoans and I would say Illinois residents are looking for, one where corruption and money is not fueling and distorting the decisions that we should be making for the public. I would argue particularly where the future of our utilities and energy, and really the battle against climate change are concerned. But in a broad sense, like I feel like when that kind of corruption and bribery is laid bare, anyone else would be calling for any other member of the council to resign if this information came to light about them. And so I think we're just trying to hold every elected official to that same kind of standard.
But he isn't any other elected official, as all of us know, right? He's extremely powerful in this state, and he is someone who has helped people make it or break it in the political life, right? He helps fund campaigns. He runs people against you. I mean, he has all kinds of systems in place that make him, that contribute to him being as powerful as he is. So it seems there's such reluctance in the past to say anything bad about Mike Madigan, even though there have been allegations for years and there have been federal indictments that are close to him. And again, he's not charged in this ComEd situation, but he's certainly implicated. He's public official A. Why now, do you think? Was this ComEd the final straw, or what led to this?
I think the evidence is, from what we've seen so far, the evidence is clear and damning. But I have to say, like, if we've been a state where power buys silence and influence buys complicity, we can no longer afford to be that kind of state. I think that's what we're getting at. And I'm hoping the rest of us are showing what a path forward in terms of transparency and accountability, and I would argue integrity, can look like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. You nailed it right there. It seems as if, I know it's been widely reported that the speaker was making phone calls to see who's with me, who's on my side after this announcement about the ComEd indictment and him being named as public official A in it. And it seemed that he certainly has people backing him, and it seems the majority of Democrats are really backing him. And you have this whole category of people saying if these allegations are proven true, if he eventually is charged, then we'll call for him to stand down, which we all know, if you think about the way the feds operate, that could be years down the road, right? Is that the right way to go about it? Would you call your fellow Democrats cowards who are not stepping up like you are as part of this?
Everyone, in this case, I'm going to say everyone has to make their own decision. They need to live by their own conscience, be accountable to their own constituents. I feel like I've made the decision and put forward the position that is in line with my own values. But I won't stand here and be the judge of other people's positions. They've got to live by their own consciences, I would say.
Isn't going to take more than just the people who have stepped forward? I mean, what will it take, I guess, is another way of asking that, for this to become reality? It doesn't seem right now, and the speaker has issued statements himself through his spokesperson. Nope, haven't done anything wrong. Not going to step aside. Why would I?
I feel like what will it take is frequently the most difficult question for us to answer here in Chicago. Yeah.
So you can't, you don't want to feel that one. You're going to pass. Because you don't know?
I don't know that I have a fair answer for you on that today.
Fair? It doesn't have to be fair. It has to be what you think. And I'm just interested. You're very close to these circles and know what you're hearing. Let me ask you a different one. Are there more people, do you think, in coming days and weeks who will be stepping up and joining with you on this?
We shall see. I hope so. I think it all depends on what kind of evidence continues to come to light, how deep some of these connections were. But, yeah, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that there are more voices who are trying to show our Chicagoans and Illinois residents that corruption and bribery and lack of accountability don't have to be the defining characteristics of government. That's really the fight that we're in right now.
How about that? I'd like to applaud that. Thank you for saying that out loud. I think so many people have thought that for years, and it feels like there may just be, it might just be some sort of tipping point now, and partly because we're so desperately in need of resources, and times are desperate for so many people in our state, and we're not in the best financial situation. And so to think that money was moving around in government, but it wasn't coming to the people, it was actually rewarding all these power players throughout the state with ComEd at the top of that pyramid, or public official A, however you want to look at it, it doesn't serve people well. And I think this is what you've been so good in the Progressive Caucus has been so good at pointing out.
That's our hope. Like, I mean, too often, whether I'm downstate visiting in-laws in Peoria or out of the country, the words and phrases that people use to characterize Chicago and Illinois government are not ones that you can frequently use in polite conversation. So I think that's what our generation of lawmakers are trying to change, that perception. And that perception only is changed when we take bold stances, when we're willing to call out these kinds of bad behaviors.
Now, you sat, were you part of the hearings, I think, Alderman LaSpada, of the for ComEd, when they were trying to kind of ask tough questions and find out more about, what they were involved in and what they weren't?
I was. That was about a five-hour hearing for us. We were going for the record.
And did you get anything out of that? I mean, was there anything you want to pass on to people about what you heard there that would stand out in your mind?
I would say that we need to make a real decision around how we want to continue doing business. The answer that I asked them that matters the most to me is if I'm talking to your listeners, if you had a business partner who you knew had committed bribery, and that bribery had cost people you care about millions of dollars, would you want to keep doing business with that person? That is the decision this city needs to make concerning ComEd. Do we want to continue doing business with a corporation like this? Or do we want to take the bold and progressive, and I would say practical step of cutting ties and really moving towards a municipal utility?
So can that be done? So your idea is to cut ties with ComEd altogether, no longer allow it to provide as the largest utility in the state, I should say, never to not provide it to the city of Chicago, no utility service, and then you start a public entity. Can that be done, and can that be done quickly?
I'm not going to say quickly, but it absolutely can be done. So it was actually written into our last franchise agreement, the 30-year franchise agreement that we're coming up on the tail end of right now, that at any point we could give 1 year's notice of our intent to pursue a municipal utility. And I'm not talking about just moving from a corporate structure to a bureaucratic structure. We're talking about a democratically elected public utility board that would really make sure our utility, our energy use and energy delivery is in line with the interests of the citizens of Chicago.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question. We've seen democratically elected public boards, and they've become corrupt. And this is not news to you or anybody listening or me. This has happened in our state's history. How would you sort of guarantee that you're replacing ComEd with something that's going to be better for everybody?
There are never guarantees, but I think democratically elected individuals, particularly when there's transparency and accountability built into those structures, particularly if, as I believe we are moving, that we manage to get money out of politics, particularly through public campaign finance system, similar to what they have in New York, it's a whole another conversation, but there are ways to do it. But certainly, it's going to be a better system for Chicago residents than always having to be looking over our shoulder at ComEd.
Yeah. Just finally here, Alderman, because we only have a few seconds here, but about the schools and what happened with CPS, are you on board with that? Do you think that was the right decision? And do you think that the mayor ultimately was sort of pressured by the CTU to make that decision? Or do you agree that it was more of just a, sort of a health data science kind of a decision?
I think public pressure helps to back up smart data-driven perspective. So I think that's what we saw here. I was really glad the morning of that decision to be standing with parents and teachers in the Logan Square area who affirmed and declared out loud that their children should not be experiments. They should not be the test subjects around whether this can move forward. Because if we were to lose any child, if we were to see any new infections and we knew we could have avoided it, that would have really been on the hands of the city and on the CPS. But I think it is absolutely right now to operate out of an abundance of caution.
All right. Alderman, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.